What's up, everybody? Just, hey, how's it going, Charlie? I'm doing a podcast. Sorry if I've alarmed you there. When you hear me say, what's up, you're all alarmed and like, oh, what's going on? I'm just talking to my phone. It's okay. I'm not talking to you, Charlie, but you can be a part of this if you'd like. So, just on my way home from the ballpark, went and took some batting practice with Charlie, brought him with me so he could hang out at the ballpark. Oh, good boy kisses. Oh, little kisses on the ear. That's nice, Charlie. You're such a good boy, helping out, shagging balls and whatnot at the ballpark. And my friend Josh and I were supposed to be doing a Two Buds podcast, and was going to go hit batting practice and then go do a little Two Buds over at my friend Josh's house, but Josh is tired. He's too tired. He's got to go to work in the morning and he's tired. So he can't, that's what he says, he can't do it. But I know the truth. I know what it really is. We've kind of figured out that our hook on the show is sort of, you know, find something to argue about. Even we agree on a lot of things, but there might be minor things that we disagree on, or, you know, just differing views on things, and find those things and debate it. This week it was going to be Hillary Clinton. I think that while she would have been a much better choice than Donald Trump, she sucks. There is things about her that suck. I think that both candidates were awful. And she would be one of those candidates, obviously lesser of two evils, not nearly as bad as fucking Burnt Eyes McGee. I don't know if you guys heard, but apparently Trump really hurt his eyes badly staring at the sun for the partial eclipse thing. You know, a lot of people have done that, you know, but you would hope that the president of the United States of America would know and be smart enough to not stare at the sun. You know, that's kind of one of the first things they teach little kids. I mean, that's going to be one of the first things that I teach my little one is don't stare at the sun, because you could fuck your eyes up, and nobody wants that. Even though your mother is an optometrist, you still don't want to fuck your eyes up. You know, but I guess he didn't know that, or he really, really, really badly wanted to see the lunar partial eclipse with no special fairy glasses that you got to wear for that thing. So that's too bad, but still, so obviously Hillary, I don't know if Hillary hurt her eyes staring at the partial eclipse as well, but you know, she would have been a better choice, but she still sucks. She's a war criminal. I like to throw that around willy-nilly, but you know, so I maybe this is just a footnote, although, you know, I know you're going to hear this, Josh, you fucker, he's fucking, I heard John Jones, ADD, ladies and gentlemen, brought to you by ADD, John Jones got tested positive for steroids, so that's fucked. Just when I started to like him, he was very gracious in victory after he murked Daniel Cormier with that head kick, and, you know, he had done a full face turn for me. That's a wrestling term. A heel is a bad guy. A face is a good guy. He was a heel going into that fight, and he came out a face after he was very gracious in victory. Did I say gracious in defeat? I meant gracious in victory. And then he called out Brock Lesnar after. Brock Lesnar, he called him out, and that was awesome. And then I was like, fucking face turn, right on John Bones Jones. And then he pulls a stunt like this and redeems himself as a heel. So yeah, I guess he tested positive, so that's friggin' fucked. Unbelievable. But anyways, what was I talking about? Yeah, so I know you're gonna hear this, you fucker. You fucking you ducker. He's ducking me. He wants to fuck up. He's trying to get in my head. He's trying to fuck up my debate game. So I gotta make a point of my points. So, war criminal Hillary, sort of, Benghazi, apparently she's shitty, although now he's going to prepare his arguments for counter-arguments, but some Benghazi shit with her. The email stuff, I don't know if I really care about the email stuff, I'd have to look into that more, but, as Secretary of State, she was a war criminal, sort of. I'd have to look into that more. This, just footnotes for myself, to really make sure that I get my shit on fleek. When him and I go at it on the Two Buds podcast, and we're going to talk about Obama a little bit, and you know, I would have voted for Obama. I would have voted for Obama a third term. That's a reference from the movie Get Out, which you guys should definitely go see if you haven't already. It's fucking great. Great movie. Check it out. It's unreal. Jordan Peele in a movie that, you know, you wouldn't... we talked about this on Two Buds. It's not something you'd necessarily expect. Jordan Peele writes a lot of comedy, and that movie has comedic elements, but it's kind of a horror movie. It's a fucking amazing horror movie. So I would have... You know, I would have voted for Obama versus McCain, especially with dingbat Sarah Palin in there, as well as against Mitt Romney. I didn't like the cut of that guy's jib. But I think a lot of the good stuff that he wanted to do didn't really, you know, maybe get done like he wanted. But there, he launched an awful lot of Predator drones, and maybe any president would have. But he's got a legacy for drone attacks, and he's also got a legacy of... being really shitty on whistleblowers after he said that he was going to be good. Said he was going to, you know, whistleblowers would have a lot of protection under his government. And they did not. Obama was shitty on whistleblowers and he launched a lot of Predator drones. And Hillary Clinton is a war criminal. Take that to the bank. So this was an episode of, I guess, the Two Buds. This is a Two Buds promo, I guess you'd call it. I'm cutting a promo on your ass, Josh. What you going to do? That hurt my voice. I don't know if I have the energy in me to cut I was turning there, and I need to get my signal light changed on my car. I just looked like one of those assholes that doesn't signal. I signaled, but I don't know if you can hear this. That's my signal. That's basically telling me that my signal, it shows up on the back. So if someone's behind me and I signal that, it just blinks really fast. But the front, it doesn't show up at all. I didn't know if I had time to do it. I should have rolled down my window really quick and done like the hand signal, because that's what you're supposed to do when your light's burned out. And that would have helped that lady not be like, oh, fucker's turning and he didn't signal. I did signal. I like freezing the kicker with the timeout move. He just sent me that text now, you fuck. He 5 minutes ago. It's like freezing the kicker with the timeout move. Yes, it is, you fuck. You're on the show. I'm coming after you, buddy. I'm gonna fuck your world up. I'm gonna take my fist and turn it sideways and give you a nice little punch on the arm with it. So fuck you, freezing the kicker with a timeout move. I saw a movie once, it was like a religious movie, where this guy lined up, this team was all like God friendly and stuff. They were like on the Lord's side and the coach was really religious and he like got these guys. Well, I didn't see the whole movie, but the gist of it, I kind of got the feeling that it was a religious aimed movie. And he left his kicker to kick like a 60-yard field goal to win the game. And he was like, my kicker doesn't think that he can make, my kicker doesn't think he can make this kick. Like, fuck, I hope the opposing coach calls a timeout. Call the timeout, call the timeout. And they called the timeout and he was like, okay, good. So then he got a chance to kick the field goal. And he was like, or he got a chance to talk to his kicker. And he was like, do you think you can make the, do you think God wants you to make the, or do you think you can make this kick? Do you think God will let you, or do you think God is on your side? I think he said something like, do you think you can make this kick? And he's like, or God, something about God and the kick. And he was like, well, I don't know if he wants me to. And he's like, you got to believe, like, you got God in you. God, you know, God's in you. He's going to make the kick. Like, you just believe that and have faith and whatever, whatever. And then so, you know, the coach tried to ice him, but it backfired because the coach got to tell him, you know, you got the Holy Spirit in you. And then he kicked the field goal and like fell down, like his like shoe, I don't know if his shoe fell off, but he kicked so hard that he like fell on his back, and he kicked the shit out of this like 60-yard field goal and won the game. So that's what's going to happen to you, Josh. You're trying to ice the kicker, call a timeout and ice the kicker, but you just gave me all the more time to prepare. You just fucked yourself, bud. You're fucked. I'm coming after you with a triple barrel shotgun. No need to cover up. My nipple grimes are awesome. or something like that. It's a Sage Francis. I'm gonna find it. It's a song called High Step. You can't make it to heaven with the high. No, that's called Midgets and Giants. We're gonna check it out now. I'll find the line for you here. You know what I'm gonna do too. We're gonna go out with Cheat Code by Sage Francis. I talk a lot of shit, but I can back it all the fuck up. Right, Charlie? That's right. Buh, buh. Tell Charlie, tell Josh what you think of him. Buh, buh. Get him. Buh. All right. Well, here, I'll pull it up. It's from the album Human the Death Dance, and it is Midgets and Giants. Here it is. You are really not all that. I'm on the mic. Yo, whack MCs can't get with these. And I grab the mic and you can't take it from me. Because I grab the mic. Shut up. Not you, Charlie. You are really not all that dope. You are really not all that dope. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. I'm like the hype man. I'm Sage Francis' hype man. And you got t-shirts? Hell no. I want to do a CD trade. I want to see you make the TV DJ fade into the rave. It seems he just came from glow sticks and energy drinks. You're getting hyped up on white stuff never meant to be sniffed. You're getting hyped up on white stuff that never meant to be sniffed. Serving bags with herbal magic, selling placebos to two. Freezing the kicker with the timeout move. Fuck you. I'm coming after you. I think not. Okay, let's triple barrel shotgun. I gotta find that. I don't kill cops. I just want you to think it. All right. Where's the shot? It's not even like even close to my favorite line in this song, but I just said it, so I got it. Was a promotional tool, but not for you, shithead. All right, where is it? Exactly what the BB gun, one hand on the pump. When I run out of ammo, I'm gonna slap. When I run out of ammo, I'm gonna slap shot this hockey puck. Jump from buildings, I wanna levitate like a featherweight up in helium. So out of this place, if I ain't fucking feeling them, they need to study lessons and then pass it up. Fucking apprentice. I got more firepower than Donald Trump. One hand on the pump. When I run out of ammo, I'm gonna slap shot this hockey puck. Soccer moms are copulating with hockey dads. Woo! Maternity dresses like killing it. They pull up novelty dildos as a body gag. Dilly dally at a women's rally where they lollygag. Yo, we're poetry around your neck. It's an outdated laminate and they can't make it to sound check. Yo, waving jack flags like a late pass. Well, they ain't all that bad. No, they just fake jacks. Okay, where's the key current? No command of language, but they act because they're deep because of it. Fucking death poet and all the concessions they make. I just filled another pinata with them. With a triple barrel shotgun. Don't try to cover up. My nipple grabs are awesome. You are really not all that. Shooting all the midgets. Shooting all the giants. Boom. That's right. Freezing the kicker with the timeout move. So, Obama, hard on whistleblowers. Lots of predator drones. Didn't get shit passed that he wanted. That's probably not it. Like, there was good shit that he wanted to do. And yeah, but there's that. So, you know, even if you're a fan of, like, I don't know, gun to my head, like, you know, he was very presidential. There's definitely that. He thought he was a president the way he spoke. And you know, he probably did a lot of good shit, but there was bad shit that he did too. And you got to keep a guy to task for that. This is how we're going to go out. This is how we're going to go out. This is our hype song to get ready for Two Buds on Friday, probably airing on Saturday. We're going to throw down. This is Cheat Code by Sage Francis. Still the illest, still the baddest, blessed apparatus. I got silverback gorilla status. I pull the one red string that runs through your mattress to make your bed spring, sing a song of sadness. Sack of shit, pack your things and go. I'm hopping freight trains with nothing but a bindle. No hobo. Little homie said YOLO. No props, I photobomb your photo ops. Busting out the robo. Can you do the Dougie kid? I'd rather do the knowledge. Go home and get your shine box. You got a couple shoes to polish. Cause we don't need no code to go beast mode, Charlie. All we really need is an MIC to freak. I talk a lot of shit, but I can back it all the fuck up. 16 Chapel. Freezing the kicker with the timeout move. This is what's coming for you. This is what's coming for you, Josh. You better be ready. I talk a lot of shit, but I can back it all the fuck up. That's right. He stood me up. Two Buds Podcast, motherfucker. Unemployment Hour. Grown Men Coloring. Unemployment Hour Bonus Train. Coming at you, motherfucker. Easy to locate. Your enthusiasm. Don't expect resolution just because every movie happens. Don't expect resolution from the music that was solely created for the sake of booty clapping. Fool, keep rapping. Woo! We're getting pumped, Charlie. We're amped. Diss the living shit out of these so-called lyricists. Fuck y'all. Fuck y'all. You don't like it? Kiss my ass, you don't like it. It's my house. Cause we don't need no cheat code to go beast mode. All we really need is an MIC to freak. I talk a lot of shit, but I can back it all the fuck up. My favorite line of the song's coming up right away here. Freezing the kicker with the timeout move. Well, I've been rhyming about life like I'm rapping my death away. Fucking right. Let's hear that again. Fucking love that. Get him, Sage. Uncle, forget being difficult. Forget being complicated. Uncle Sage is difficult. Let's get him. Let's get him, Sage. Let's get him, Charlie. Here it is. Coming up soon. It's coming. I rewound too far.
About life like I'm rapping my death away.
Let's hear that. I'm a DJ Leroy.
Well, I've been rhyming about life like I'm rapping my death away.
Well, I've been rhyming about life like I'm rapping my death away. Fucking rights. Let's get him, Charlie. We're gonna fucking get him, aren't we? Aren't we? Fucking rights. You're going down. You're going down like a hooker on prom night. Woo! Yeah, that was unoriginal. I know it was unoriginal. That's all you're worth. All you're worth is unoriginality. I wouldn't use my creative beaks on you. I wouldn't use things that I made up myself to be you. Fuck you. I've been rhyming about life like I'm rapping my death away. I'ma scratch your kitty like that, y'all. It's like that, y'all. It's like that, da da da. It's like that, y'all. It's like that, y'all. It's like that, y'all. It's like that, da da da. It's like that, y'all. Talk shit. Two Buds Podcast. Check it out. Friday, Saturday. I don't know what the fuck day it's coming out. But stay woke, motherfucker. Stay online. Follow us on Twitter, GMC Pod. GMCpod.podbean.com. No, dot podbean. GMCpod.podbean.com. Check it out. Listen to our episodes. First episode of Two Buds. I hope it was good. We used a mic, not like this one. Oh, I got to turn the... Oh, hold. I got to get that buzzing out for you. The last... one of the last unemployment hours, I left that buzz there for you. Sorry. But, yeah, we had a mic, so hopefully that helped. But, yeah. That's right. So, this has been a impromptu promo, you know, hype show for the Two Buds podcast. This has been an unemployment hour hype for the Two Buds podcast. So we're facing off. He better come ready. He better be on fleek. He better be woke and ready and eyes open, ears closed, eyes open, ears open, mouth ready to spew out venom, because I'm going to have the anti-venom. I went to the grocery store in that movie. Oh no, they ran out of anti-venom in Natural Born Killers when they went to the grocery store. Or did they? I went to the pharmacy and I got some anti-venom for your ass. I got Black Mamba anti-venom. They say you get bit by a Black Mamba, you'll die within 10 minutes. I got the anti-venom for that shit. So if you're coming at me with anti-venom from venom like a Black Mamba, I got anti-venom for you and it ain't gonna kill me. But you know what? You're not a Black Mamba. You're a fucking garter snake. A nice friendly garter snake with a nice friendly orange stripe down its back. Wouldn't hurt a fly. Maybe it would hurt a fly, but it wouldn't hurt a human. That's what you are. But I'm ready for Black Mamba. I got the anti-venom for a Black Mamba, so I'm ready for anything. So you better up your venom game. You better be being like one of those super hyper Black Mambas that has like crazy venom and it'll get you. But you know what? They don't exist. There's not super king. There's king cobras, but there ain't king Black Mambas. So, you know, so there. So, you know, so you're going down like a hooker on prom night. You're going down like the thermometer when it's cold, when December happens in Saskatchewan. You know, right now you're August, you're July Saskatchewan weather. When I get done with you, you're going to be late January Saskatchewan weather. That's what you're going down like. So you better come correct, motherfucker. Tune on Friday or Saturday or whatever the fuck day it is. Freezing a kicker with the timeout move. You ready to go home, Charlie? You ready to see mommy? You ready? You got dirty feet. You got dirty feet. You got dirty feet, and you got to have a bath. But good, it was fun being at the ballpark with you. Don't mistake my kindness for weakness. I'm nice to my dog, cause I love my dog. That's right. We're gonna get him. We're gonna get Josh, aren't we? You're getting mean. That's right. That's right. Let's get him. Okay, Charlie. Stop. Okay, that's okay. You're over the line. You're over the line. We don't want to kill him. We'll hurt him if we get that mad. Charlie, enough. That's right. Give him our mean face. Don't mistake our kindness for weakness. We're coming for you. All right. We're ready? Okay, he's mad. You pissed him off, Charlie. You pissed my dog off. Sorry, you pissed him off, Josh. You got my dog all mad. My dog's all mad. Now I got to calm him down. I got to put him in the bathtub, clean his feet off. Look what you did, you little jerk. All right. Tune in to Two Buds. And Grown Men Coloring, there'll be one of those eventually. Chris is pretty busy. Well, see you later.